Chapter 3. The Savannah airport was so busy it didn't seem that different from the crush of people back at LaGuardia. Pulling her rollerboard behind her, Haley wound through knots of travelers complaining about the wait for luggage. Overhearing snippets of their conversations, she was glad she was a light packer. Just as she cleared the last claim belt, she saw him in the distance. A familiar figure with his back to her. But between the 6'3" of frame, broad shoulders, and a dark fedora, she'd know him anywhere. It was Fincher. Garland Fincher, her longtime investigator and sometimes bodyguard. Together, the two of them had worked felony investigations from the most filthy and dangerous inner-city housing projects to high-society murders along West Paces Ferry Road. It all raced through her head. At the crime lab or murder scene, prepping one case after the next, cruising the strip in an undercover county car, digging bullets out from under a swing-set playground in the projects, combing over crime scenes together, measuring blood spatter, staring in windows, late nights and early mornings at every diner and fast food stop in Metro Atlanta. Coffee, coffee, and more coffee. It all blended. Year after year, each case spilling over onto the next. Together, they forged a reputation as being unbeatable. The odd couple, that's what they were called around the Fulton County Courthouse. Fincher was a dark-skinned, black ex-Marine, 6'3", ripped, and wouldn't even drive to church without packing heat, hip and ankle. Haley barely topped 5'1", and was slight of frame, blonde, and always unarmed. Secretly, she still recoiled at the sight of handguns, ever since Will's murder years before. Realizing her own aversion, she forced herself to make target practice a routine, and she ranked as one of the best shots in Fulton County, male or female. She hated them nonetheless, and even in court, when guns came in as evidence, she held them lightly only when absolutely necessary, as if they burned her fingertips. For some reason, though, Haley had packed her shoulder holster. It was specially designed, made of black, flexible Lycra and Velcro. Leather was often used, but it always bulked up and was easy to spot outside clothing. Not Haley's. It all shot across her mind.